Dr. Paul Jacobs, he is a Republican challenger in the 115th District, the only Republican challenger against the incumbent. First off, morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good. You ready to go to work?
Ready to go to work.
All right. How do you define the state of Illinois? And when I say this, I want this in two areas, two categories. Politically, how do you define the state of Illinois? And financially?
Well, politically, it's progressive, too progressive. We've gotten the we're going to help everybody. We're going to pay everybody. We're going to do just everything we can for everybody. And we are finding out we can't do that, which then falls into the funding. Our funding is just terrible. We have plenty of money, but we put it all in the wrong spot.
What about financially, the state of Illinois? I mean, you've heard death spiral. You've heard some pretty colorful terms, and you know, for Illinois, when you take a look at all of the things that we hate, when some of them we'll be talking about here in a couple of moments. How do you find it financially? I should say.
Well, financially, we have money, but we're running everybody out because we keep increasing the taxes to get that money. We still are the only state that collects almost $40 billion. We have been collecting $40 billion for tax purposes, all the taxes that we collect. There's not a state around us that collects that much. Most states around us and two and three deep only collect $15 billion.
So how would you get the budget under control? I mean, because when I listen to Dr. Paul Jacobs talk over the last couple of minutes, what I hear is we don't have a money problem. We have a spending problem.
We spend a lot. There's something that I've been toying with, and I think you'd have to run it through attorneys, everything else. Why couldn't you take just the agencies, every state agency, and say you're going to spend 5% less this year? Maybe 2%, maybe 10%. There's money. You could see the university found money somehow or another for almost $250,000 worth of jobs, whether it was in the contracts or not in the contracts. But that money was there somewhere. They let go of it somehow, and I think the agencies would have the same thing. That's one simple thing, very simple thing.
You know, the way we keep track of money seems to be kind of a trouble these days, Dr. Jacobs. When you look at this new Transparency Act, they come out, and, well, this is how much we owe now. But it doesn't take into consideration the billions that we just spent. See, that's not transparency. That's sophistry. At the very least, some intellectual dishonesty whenever you say, well, this is how much money we owe. What about the money we just borrowed? You know, and the tune of tens of billions of dollars from Wall Street.
Well, you can't – they balance the budget by borrowing $6 billion. And then somehow forgot that state agencies still owed $2.7 billion. That came out a few weeks later, a week later, 2 weeks later. So that's $8.7 billion in a legal balanced budget, but that's not a balanced budget. We have to balance the budget by not borrowing. We can't borrow. We have to actually balance it, spend less. We have to spend less, and we can spend less.
Imagine a problem so big it blanks out the budget problem. And what is it? It's the pension problem.
The pensions, you know, SIU got $2.5 billion in 2006. And everybody said, well, my gosh, they don't spend as much, they don't spend as much. But they spent $4.1 billion last year. That $4.1 billion, 53% of it went to...
$4.1 billion,
53% went to pensions. In 2006, only 17% went to pensions. This state pays more than any of the, if you take any of the colleges, the Big Ten, for instance, with U of I, because we have to look at the whole university system. You can't just look at SIU. The whole university system, we spend more than Ohio State, which pays more than anyone else in the Big Ten. They spent $2.5 billion last year. Well, we spent $4.1 billion. So how about we say, look, this is what you guys have to spend. We're going to be equal with the rest of the Big Ten. And see if we can't rein it in. Either you're going to rein it in or the General Assembly is going to have to rein it in.
Property taxes, many people point at this almost as a singular notion of why they've left the state of Illinois. But taxes in general, I think, is a pretty good answer. So driving people out of the state, we've done a pretty good job of it over the last couple of years. How do we change property taxes? How do we stop the out-migration?
You can't cap it. You actually have to reduce it. People buy a house... 20 years, 30 years, they expect that house to have some value. That's the biggest thing that they're ever going to purchase. If they raise those taxes, their house is absolutely worthless to them. You can't afford it. You can't afford the taxes. You just can't afford it. And they move. So they sell it for whatever they can sell it for. So our property values are going way down, and our property taxes continue to go way up. This county is the 47th highest, Jackson County is. The other counties in the area are similar. For being the poorest counties, 94th and 93rd, and I mean, we have just the poorest counties, yet Jackson County is way up, 47th out of the 102 in the amount of taxes and in property taxes. That's I think, sinful.
When it comes to education, they are dependent on property taxes, and many county commissioners and the councilmen say, you know, if they cap property taxes, what are we going to do? Because they're taking more money out of our salt taxes. How do we continue to fund education without property taxes if we do drop them?
Well, it's one of those things. It's another one of those big old elephants in the room that no one wants to talk about, and that's the 852 school districts that we have. I'm not saying that we want to consolidate schools. I like having Murfreesboro as Murfreesboro, Carbondale as Carbondale, but I don't think that we need 7 superintendents. So I think over time, you don't go out and fire 852 superintendents so you can save money. You have to do it over time, and you have to reduce. State of Florida has 70 superintendents, 70. They handle 40,000 students. Some of our superintendents handle 200 students. I think that we could save an awful lot of money if we had. We just have to look at that. We can't just ignore it.
In the time we have remaining here, which is about 90 seconds, why Paul Jacobs? All right, Dr. Paul Jacobs joining us in the studio this morning. He's a Republican challenger, the incumbent Terry Bryant, the 115th district. As you talked about, some of the poorest counties in the state. But also a really unique and long district that reaches up, you know, very far north. And, you
very
know,
long.
It is a pretty long district is the way I look at it. So why Paul Jacobs? Why Dr. Paul Jacobs?
Well, I think we have dabbled around recently with not truly fiscally responsible individuals. You can't raise taxes. That's just, you have to do something differently. And I just will not raise taxes. You have to do reforms. You have to do reorganizations. And I think that we're the person that can do that. The business aspect of my life, if you didn't have the money, you didn't buy something. If you don't have the money in the state, you don't buy something. You can create a very business-friendly state, but you have to have business-friendly legislators. And I really think that that's one of our biggest problems.
Is there some type of government assistance that can come along that will help create jobs outside of taxes?
You know, one of the things that is happening is we do have jobs. But the people that we have aren't necessarily qualified for those jobs. Everybody's going to college. I'm going to college. And then they can't afford to pay their college tuition, and then we pick that up. There are people that we could train in welding. We got rid of shop classes in high school years ago. Those classes made apprentices come out of school. Many of those guys and gals would come out, and they could be journeymen right away. You know, we don't have anything like that. We need welders. We need people that can do engines. We need people that can do those things. And they would go into positions, jobs that we have right now. But if you have a college degree, you don't necessarily know how to weld.
Did you see this before we close up today, that Bloomington Pantograph did a story of the Illinois State Board of Education, 2016, 46% of high school graduates who enrolled in out-of-state four-year colleges, 46% of our high school graduates left the state to go to college.
Yes.
In 2002, it was 29%.
And those people never come back. And that is the biggest, that's the largest group in this state that we are losing, according to the IRS. It's the 18 to 24-year-olds. And that's the group that hopefully when they hit 30, they're productive people. Those are our taxpayers. Those are the people that are going to help us. They're gone. They're leaving. And we have to keep them here. And we can do it. Lower tuitions. Do things the opposite way.
Dr. Paul Jacobs, you'll see him on the March 20th ballot. Dr. Jacobs, best of luck.
Hey, thank you very much.